Post-game with head coach Stephen Foster after heartbreak in the playoff final. A loss on penalty shot is always a tough one to take. The lads, I know, must be out on the feet in there. Giving it our all.
Absolutely. I think the boys, if you look at them when you go in there, obviously they're heartbroken and they've given everything this weekend for the team. You know, they've been blocking shots all weekend. They've literally, they've got nothing left in the tank. So, as a coach, you can't ask for more than that.
We were in a really good position going into the third period, 3-1 up. But for whatever reason, possibly a team talk that Blackburn had, maybe they just seemed to have that little extra step on us in the third.
Yeah, I think so. I think it probably happened partway through the second. They were starting to look more and more dangerous. We kind of stood off them a little bit, particularly in our defensive zone. We stopped staying with our men as well. Or if we were with them, we just weren't close enough to be able to make a difference to it. So we started letting them get more and more opportunities. And, you know, Tom stood on his head for us today and made some fantastic saves, kept us in it for as long as he could. But unfortunately, obviously, they managed to get the tying goal. Obviously, they didn't take the overtime and lost some penalties.
It's a lottery once you get to overtime, and obviously we've had that shot from Joe Walls that on another day would have gone in. In fact, a lot of people were under the impression it had gone in, and it was a hell of a shot. But that's the lottery once you get to that stage. It's, you know, 3-on-3, wide open. In fact, we were shorthanded for a couple of minutes of that overtime. So once you've got that point, it's penalty shot and really anything can happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, we had some opportunities in that overtime. Even when Joel Walls was shot, we were on the shorthanded at that point in time. We were 4-3 against us. So say Joe decided to have a bit of an opportunity and to go for it, and yeah, like you say, it's unfortunate when that happens. You know, it's we don't want lotteries and we want to try and put it to bed during regulation. But like I say, the game when we started it, we started absolutely on fire, and I think that started from Mikey's first hit, set the tone early on. We got a goal, and then, like you say, we built from there. But it was unfortunate we couldn't see it all the way through.
Well, that's the last action of the North season, if you like. It's not quite the last action for us for the season, but overall, can't help but be proud of what the lads have achieved. We're league champions. We've confounded the critics. We've done what we set out to do, really, and that we've got some silverware in the cabinet. So overall, you must be pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look, the league's the longest, you know, amount of games that you've got to put into something. So winning that and being the most consistent side over the year, yeah, that was brilliant. Getting through to both finals. Obviously, it was disappointing, the Blackburn results in the cup final. But I think that's what was impressive with the lads today. Hadn't it that affect them from the previous time, because Blackburn really took us to us then, and we could have still felt like we were wounded from there. But today the boys had the bit between the teeth, and you know, I hate to say it's unfortunate. We've got to the finals of everything. We've won the league. Yes, the positives, and that's good looking forward for the team, because we still have a fairly young team here. Yeah, we've got one more game to go, obviously, down in Coventry. So we still have an opportunity for another little bit of silverware. So a big bit of silverware. But, you know, yeah, absolutely proud. I think every player's put something on the line. You know, you look at, we've played, I think there's only one game we played full strength all year. You know, and it was being next man up mentality all year. Look at this weekend. Today we were missing Paddy and Ian Brown, Jack Emerson, you know, and they're all important players to us as well. That's not taking anything away from the ones that we had playing and who did fantastic for us. It's just you know, it'd be nice to have a full squad today.
We've got to take some positives. Big shout out to the fans who came in vast numbers today. Bit of vocal support from the Buccaneers, and we give our congratulations to them on their win. So from that point of view, the lads have had some fantastic backing again today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, the Buccaneers, yeah, fantastic for them. That was brilliant, you know, seeing them come through in their first season. Brilliant. Fans, We've talked about it several times this year. Our fans have been phenomenal all year, both home and away. And just look at the support we've had down here. The team, I think, are rewarding them. Both Buccaneers and the Stars are rewarding them with some good hockey, and things look good for Billingham for the future.